It made me happy. You've had a full year too, and to see you doing your job. To see each of you. You guys are actually a lot better looking than what you might realize. It's and thank you for the envelopes that you take. I know I say thank you each time we're here, but Don Zook, I wouldn't have known that you cooked at Focus again this year. And Skylar, I wouldn't know that you're working at Jayco if you wouldn't send letters every so often. These pieces of paper that make it around the world are actually very meaningful. So thank you. Speaking of Skylar, I'm glad to see you this morning, sir. You at Calvary Chapel know that you came to our rescue in a time of need. We were short-staffed there in Thailand, and we needed some help at Wisdom Tree Home. And I called back to a home church, and I said, do you have anybody that could come for a few weeks? And Lynn said, perhaps so. And Alyssa ended up with a souvenir from Thailand. I feel so blessed to be a part of that. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to just reminisce. I realize that you're needing to get to lunch, and Marjorie says no. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll try to get you to lunch before too long. Is this water mine or is this Marcus's from this morning?
Both.
Okay. I'll put my gum in it so nobody else can. No. Anyway. I think that you know us. We are from here. Some of you are new, and I don't recognize all of the faces here at Calvary Chapel anymore, but it's a privilege for me to say that my church membership has been here for about 20 years now. I'm Sheldon's boy and Craig's younger brother. I'm his little brother. Anyway, this is who we are, and yes, we're in Chiang Mai, Thailand for now. This is our neighborhood. I think I showed this picture in January. But we work with people that are working kind of all over Southeast Asia. This is GTO from this past winter. And in about a month, Jenny and I and our boys are planning to move to Kuala Lumpur. And I'm guessing that it's been mentioned here before, but maybe not. GTO runs quite a few kind of different programs. So some of the programs run short-termers, people for 3 weeks, people for 6 months. And logistically, those programs are going to be better served in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. I know it just all sounds like another place over there, Susan, but it's a city that is a transportation hub for Air Asia, and it'll be direct flights into the different places that we work. So those programs have moved there, and Jenny and I will be moving there in November to help assist that team to connect with it. We don't have a house yet. Our neighborhood may look a bit like this there. We have a couple of houses that we're looking at, and in about a week, I'll be taking Addison with me to hopefully sign a contract on a rental place. So if you wouldn't mind praying for us on the 17th and 18th, Addison and I should be in KL. This is us, and I can say that we're nothing special, and sadly, you would agree with me more heartily than I wish you would. But we're just Chad and Jenny and our four boys. Today, I'd like to talk a bit about what What can I do? What is it that God has me doing or you doing in the field that he's called you to work in? And this passage is out of 1 Corinthians 9. You're welcome to follow along there if you want to. This is Paul talking. I think it's so important, so incredibly important, that we as children of the King remember that our lives are forfeit. Here Paul says, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more." And this is different than the financial gain that we talked about in Sunday school. "And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you." This isn't really popular. I think that as a guidance counselor, I spent a lot of time working with high schoolers saying, "What do you want to do? Because your future is about, it's about you fulfilling the dreams that you have." Well, there's truth to that. God has made you with passions and gifting. But at the core of it all is that he's called you to serve him. And the giftings that he's given to my high schoolers or to... Well, Tom, you're not a high schooler anymore, but they are part of the package of who he's made you to be. And it's using those gifts that we bring him the greatest glory, but it's not about Chad's fulfillment or about Ken's fulfillment. It's about God's mission and God's fulfillment. And I wanted to spend a little time today simply talking about some of the things that are going on in Asia where people have, your people, have surrendered their selves to the will of God. I'm glad that Ken and Andrew are here this morning. Thank you. But you're here because you're talking about something that you're doing there, and it's not making you a heap of money, Ken. But Ken and Ange have given the last decade of their lives to work with university students to see them succeed and to go forward in the kingdom. There's young men and young women that know Jesus better now than they could have any other way. And on Mother's Day, I saw them hugging you, Ange. They claim you as mom. And I know, Ken, that you talk about them as your kids. Because you care. But you care not because it's netting you financial profit, but because you're doing what you can do to see God's kingdom come in the hearts and lives of the Thai people. And the Lisu and Lahu and Corinne. Thank you. You know, it's not just about Asia, it's about Don Zook going to cook at Focus. And Mary Ellen and Susan. I see you here at Calvary Chapel doing what you can do. But I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that is what it's about. That here on a Tuesday, when it doesn't feel real exciting, to still show love or to give that extra bit of time to your annoying neighbor is part of seeing God's kingdom come in Michigan and Indiana and the other places you're from. For you to be kind to that Michigan State fan, anyway, it's important. Audrey, you don't know this, but your colors are appropriate for today, yes. Sorry, no Wolverine fans. I noticed that Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan State all won. It must be good to be a state school yesterday. Sorry, Frida's looking at me like, Chad, what is wrong with you? I don't know what's wrong with me. I almost got hurt this morning by Brock. He said, Chad, I'm glad that we're at church, otherwise I would smack you. So, I was glad we were at church too. It looked like it could have hurt. But for you to love the unlovely is part of doing what you can do. For you to give when it hurts, and for you to serve those that hurt you is part of it. Here at Calvary Chapel, I'm going to say it was a decade ago, about that you adopted a people group in Yunnan Province. Do you remember when that... I know, I'm glancing over people like Lauren and Sharon, we don't know. But was that in 2005, 6, 7? Yeah. There's a people group that lives in these mountains in Yunnan Province called the Western Lolopo. And you as a church have been involved for the last decade in seeing God's kingdom come there. And GTO has a team that's been involved there. I simply want to say thank you. So I am a Calvary Chapel church member, but I'm a GTO staffer too. And I felt that it would be important this morning to update you on what's going on with the WL and to say thank you and to invite you to continue your involvement and your prayers. So if I'm not going to confuse you too much, I'll shift just a bit and we'll talk about what you can do, how you can help with the Western Lolopo people. It's a people group that is very marginalized or on the fringes of Chinese society. They are rural, and they are poor, and they are without Christ, largely. But, let's see here. This group of people, you know some of them, has been working with the WL for a while. Here's Arlen Weaver and his wife Krista and their kids. And they've been in China. Well, they were there with John and Carissa, or Arlen was, years ago, seeking to see God's kingdom come with the WL. This is Darren Summers, his wife Brenda, and Jeremy Hirschberger, and then John Mariner. This is the team of people that GTO has focusing on the Western Lolopo. And let's see if I can get the pictures to go. One of the products in this area is coffee. These are some pictures from Arlen. Coffee is grown, you know this, I'm guessing, because I've had quite a bit of coffee here. But coffee looks a bit like cherries. It's called a cherry on the tree there. And inside that cherry is a little green bean. And that green bean needs to be dried, usually in the sun. It's not commercially worthwhile to do a grain roaster or a grain dryer. But these are the green beans that come from the Western Lolopo's area. And for the last 7-8 years, Arlen has been working at quite a few different avenues of what can be done to be legitimately in a restricted country like China and to have access to this group of people and see Christ preached and churches planted here. In the last few years, Arlen has been working with local farmers to produce better coffee. And the team that's coming together is some agronomists. This is Darren Summers with a degree in ag science. Oh, but it's going to be a problem. He graduated from The Ohio State University, so I pray for them, please. They're working with local farmers to develop better coffee. It's important to share the gospel, but it's important to have something tangible and physical that can better the lives of those we're trying to reach. And this is the avenue that the WL team has chosen to go. Arlen does some roasting. And I am a classroom teacher, right? So I bring some things to pass around. Would it be possible to for you to hold this bag of unique coffee? This is the brand that Arlen's using. There's a vent in the back. Maybe give it just a little bit of a squeeze and take a sniff and then pass it back through. I'd like you to each smell some unique coffee. So if you could take that through that section, just hand it back through your section if you would. And here, hand this one back through there. I've got one for each of you. If you could, just take a whiff and then hand it on. It's good coffee. It smells fine, right? Yeah, just hand it back through. This is a product of, I was going to say a young man, but he's not young because we're all getting older. A product of a man who's seeking to find what can I do to legitimately be here in this country with these people that God loves and to make a difference. So he's roasting and seeking to sell this coffee. This is just a small roaster. This is for samples that we were working on that day. But that's Arlen doing what he does best. This is Arlen and his team doing what I do not do best. This is called cupping. And when you're cupping, you're looking for, you can't read it, but these are the notes of flavor. Could be anything from, there's a difference between tasting blueberry or plum in the coffee that you're roasting. I don't know it. But as we tasted the coffee, there were 10 different cups, and it was a blind test. You were supposed to taste it and take notes of intensity and consistency and notes of flavor. And I didn't do well. I heard very clearly from my creator that this is not something that I should be doing with the rest of my life. It tasted like coffee to Chad. But to Arlen Weaver, it didn't just taste like coffee. He said, no, this one, actually you can tell that the beans were too damp and there was some mildew or must growing on them before they were roasted. Can you no, I can't tell. But here they're doing some testing. And this is the coffee. These are bags of green beans, green coffee beans, that Arlen is shipping and selling. The bags of coffee that I handed around here are not for sale. They are not for sale in the United States. They're not labeled for here. To sell a food product here is difficult. To roast it and then ship it and have you enjoy it is hard to do. It's just too long of a time frame. These bags of beans are already 3 months old, and that's too old for coffee. So Arlen is selling green beans to be shipped here. The embryo is still alive in the bean if it stays green. Once it's roasted, that the coffee bean is dead, but it's good to drink. The time frame between roasting and drinking should be short. And I don't mean to make this a sales pitch for coffee. I feel like we're doing too much coffee demonstration and talking. But these are the things that Arlen Weaver has worked his way through to do what he can do to be legitimate in the country of China, in the province of Yunnan, in the valley that he wants to serve to see God's kingdom come. It's work. It's actually a lot of work and a lot of details that goes into serving God and to serving God well. And I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one. You do work to see God's kingdom come in the neighborhood around you. I know that you know that sacrifice is involved in serving our King. But this bag of coffee that you're handing around is partly to demonstrate that Arlen is finding too that it's work to see God's kingdom come. So you can't buy this coffee, but I would like to give it this morning if I could. In this section over here, do I have any? Whose birthday is closest to March the 15th over here? Anybody have a birthday in March? Oh, Gloria, that would be your coffee bag. You may have that one. In this section, whose birthday is closest to January 15th? When's your birthday? The 23rd of January? The 6th? The 21st. 21st. Dwayne, that would be your bag of coffee. In this section over here, do we have anybody that has a birthday close to, like, June 15th? Okay, set June 17th. Anybody beat that? June what? June 15th. That's your bag of coffee, miss. And over here, how about September? September 15th. Anybody birthday in September? September what? 20th. September 20th. Can anybody beat that? Okay. Kurt, that's your bag of coffee. All right. Grind it, drink it, and think of the people in Yunnan province. I want you to pray. Please pray. Now, this is one way that you can get the coffee. I'm not trying to make a sales pitch here for Ethne Coffee Roasters. You can find them online. And coffee from Arlen is sold there as Yunnan Arabica Coffee. And if you want to order from Ethne Coffee Roasters, you will be buying coffee from WL area. So I'm not going to make some far-fetched claim that every cup of coffee you drink is the Bible in the hand of some Western Lopo person. It doesn't work that way. I'd like you to think that as you pour the coffee, baptisms are going on somewhere, but it's not that simple. But this is one way that you can be involved in helping Arlen Weaver stay legitimate in China and serve God there. These bags of green beans are what get sent to this roastery and then sold to you. So that is an update on the Western Lolopo Calvary Chapel. Thank you for the way that you've spent years of being involved with him. I ask Arlen Weaver if he had anything in particular he would want me to say to you today. He said, Chad, I would want to share with them the verses out of Philippians 4, 15 through 17. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And Arlen Weaver said, we're praying that the fruit at Calvary Chapel would abound. He said, thank them for the way that they have prayed faithfully and given consistently. And so I'm here to say thank you. Thank you, Calvary Chapel. And then I'll ask you to continue. If you could, if you would, send a person to come and let Arlen walk them through this part of China and bring news back to pray for the people of China. So we invite you to come. Don't all come at once. It would be too big of a problem. But come a few at a time and work with and walk with a project that needs to see God's kingdom come. Separately, there's some new brochures out on your rack this morning. GTO has reprinted the Focus brochures. This is an internship. Most of these people are less than 30 years old, but Sam and Freddie, you could come too. The internship program is anything less than 2 years, more than 6 months, but less than 2 years of local connection and involvement. We'd love to have you come to Chiang Mai, to southern Thailand, into China, but you would work with the country director and develop a program for you personally. So that would probably be your youth group people that are looking for a place to connect with mission that's happening and a project that they can step into for a few months. So consider that one too, if you would. Now I've covered some ground, but I was told that I could talk all the way up until almost 12 o'clock and it would be okay. Dana, it's overtime already? No, we're okay? Okay. All right. If we could, I'd like to, in the sound room, can you back it all the way up to the verses? Can you just get that? Or I can get back to perhaps. Danny, you got that one? Okay. No, not that. Oh, okay. He'll find it. Calvary Chapel, you know that this trip is just me and Benji. And you know that my family is back in Thailand. Somebody asked me this morning how I'm doing, and I said, well, I really don't know. A few cups of coffee and some Dr. Pepper, and I think I'm okay. My body isn't quite right. I think I've gained some weight since this spring. Being laid up is kind of a problem. But we're healthy, and we're doing fine, but it's been a full year. It's been a stressful year, and Sam and Miriam asked for our prayer requests last week or 2 weeks ago. It warms our hearts to know that you still care after all of these miles and these years. Pray for us, if you would, in the next month, the process that we have coming up, the move, that these verses would be our testimony. That we would continue to do all, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. We're here to serve. We proudly say that we are part of Calvary Chapel, and we pray that you are able to claim us with pride too. Oh, I'm sorry. We're Anabaptist. We are not proud. We are grateful. But pray for us, if you would. It looks like the next few months are pretty full of some stress for us all. And we want to see God's kingdom come in the hearts and lives of the people that we serve. Thank you for who you are as a church and for the support you give. God bless you. I'll let someone else close. Is that correct? Thanks, Dana.
Thank you, Chad, for an update on what's going on your side of the world a little bit there. It's easy for us to go on with our daily lives, and our little circle is what we are aware of. And I think it's good for us to see and hear what's going on in other places in the world. Thank you all for coming. I think we'll stand and have prayer. I was thinking about it this morning. I've commented a few times lately about feeling rather inadequate and young as a leader of Calvary Chapel. And Chad is my age, and Danny is my age, and we're middle-agers now, I guess. And it's just, Danny was telling a story to the boys, or the children over here this morning. Chad is sharing about GTO, and I guess just a challenge to young people. It does not take long. You blink and your life goes by. So just give your heart to not just your heart, your all to the Lord, and it is worth it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you so much for just the many blessings that we enjoy. Thank you, Lord, for what you do in our lives and your desire to have personal relationship with each one of us, and then in turn to take and use us to further your kingdom. Help us, Lord, to be all things to all people, that we may partake of the gospel with them. Help us, Lord, to have a desire to see others in the kingdom partaking of the gospel with us. Be with Chad and Jenny, their boys. I pray, Lord, your blessing on their family. Be with Arlen as he works there with the coffee. Lord, I pray you bless him. Pray for the Western Olopo. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work and move that your kingdom would come in their tribe. Thank you for the rest of those that are serving with GTO and other places around the world, Lord. I just thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the food that's been prepared. I pray, Lord, your blessing on the meal, on our fellowship, on our time together. I pray that you would just bless this time, that we could be honoring you in what we do and say. Thank you. We bless you. We ask your blessing as we are dismissed. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.